and all those who follow them on their righteous path. Allah says in the Quran, all you who believe. Fear Allah the way He deserves it. And do not die except as Muslims. Allah says in the Quran, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul, Adam alayhi salam. And from him created his partner, and from them dispersed many men and women, us here, those who came before us and those who will come after us. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Keep your kinship ties. Verily Allah ever watches over you. Allah also says in the Quran, O you who believe, talk taqwa towards Allah and say a good word. He will help you accomplish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger has attained the greatest success. As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech, the most truthful book is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And the best way of life and the best guidance is that of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into Islam. Because every time we introduce something new, it's an innovation. And innovations will lead us astray, and if we are astray, we'll go to the fire. Brothers in Islam, there was a purpose that we were supposed to fulfill at Ramadan. There was an objective that we were supposed to meet at Ramadan. There was a goal that we were supposed to achieve at Ramadan. And everyone in this room over here, better yet, every Muslim in every masjid, better yet, every Muslim anywhere in the world is one of two people. Each one of us over here is one of two people. Either a winner, a person who passed, or a loser, a person who failed. There's no third option. We're either winners or losers. Now, what did we win? Or what did we lose? You probably heard it often before Ramadan. I'm sure the Khatib who stood here before Ramadan reminded you of this thing. And I'm also sure that those who gave khutbah during Ramadan reminded you of that thing. And I'm sure you came across of it in some sort of pamphlet or some book that you read. There was something that we heard often. And Allah knows how many of us really understood it. It is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed for those who came before you. Perhaps you may attain taqwa. This is the fine line between winning and losing. There was a school in Ramadan that each one of us attended. Some of us passed and got the diploma of attaining taqwa, and some of us failed and came up short, and they were not able to pass the examination. Now you may say, what is taqwa? What is that taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that fasting was prescribed in order to attain this taqwa? And you know what? It's not only fasting. Our prayer at night in the Taraweeh was for the same goal. We were also trying to attain taqwa when we prayed behind the Imam. 11 rak'ahs or whatever number of rak'ahs we prayed. We were going for the same goal. It's the same goal that made us recite the Quran in order to attain taqwa. It's the same goal that we paid zakat al-fitr, or the reason why we gave some charity in Ramadan, or we kept our kinship ties, or we enjoined the good or forbade the evil. It was all for the same goal. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is an Arabic word that is derived from the root word wiqaya. Wiqaya in the Arabic means protection. This is linguistically speaking. Islamically speaking, when we say taqwa, meaning one of us puts a shield, a protection between himself and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. How do you do that? By doing everything that you're commanded to do and staying away from everything that you are forbidden to come across. This is taqwa. It's more than that. But this is a short definition. Putting a protection between ourselves and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. By doing that which is commanded and staying away from that which is forbidden. That which was forbidden. And Allah told us that the reason why fasting was prescribed for us so we could attain this taqwa. Now let me share with you, brothers in Islam, some of the verses in the Quran that deal with taqwa. And I'm only going to enumerate a few. There are too many to mention, we will be here till tomorrow. But for the sake of mentioning something so we can understand more about taqwa. And some of the solutions, some of the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in taqwa and in the muttaqeen. We will begin with the first one. Everyone in here is interested in having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his deeds. You don't need to answer me, the answer is yes. You do not want to do deeds and wind up having Allah not accept them. This is nothing, this is wasting time. Rather every one of us here wants Allah to accept his deeds. Whether Ramadan or otherwise. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah only accepts the deeds of the muttaqeen. The pious, the God-fearing, those who put a shield between them and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if any one of us is interested in having his deeds accepted, then let us know that through taqwa, our deeds will be accepted. Maybe some of us have some financial difficulty. Maybe the ratib or the salary or the wages that you are getting are not enough for you. Maybe you have some money difficulty where you need more money. Maybe you are in a tight position with your kafil and he's giving you a hard time trying to get you out of this country, but you would like to stay in the land of Muslims. Then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah says, verily whomever has taqwa towards Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. And he will provide it from the least expected sources. And know, brothers in Islam, when we say that the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, meaning everything that Allah promises in the Quran is to be fulfilled. This is not a joke. This is not a statement. If Allah says whomever has taqwa, Allah will make a way out for him and will provide him, trust me, Allah will do so. If some time goes by, it's because of the wisdom of Allah. And He knows when it is appropriate for us to receive this way out, or when it might take some time before we do so. Nonetheless, if Allah promises going to come sooner or later, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى, with hardship shall come ease. If you are interested in being honored, and in Islam, honor is not through your skin color. It is not through your ethnic background. It is not whether you're Arab or not. It is not whether you're white or black or not. It is whether you're Chinese or Filipino. All this doesn't matter in Islam. Allah told us the bottom line of it. If you want honor with Allah, Allah says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Verily the most honored among you to Allah is the one who's most pious. The one with the most taqwa. If you want your sins to be forgiven, and you want Allah to multiply the reward for you, then know that Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Whomever has taqwa towards Allah, Allah will pardon him his sins, Allah will forgive him his sins, and he will multiply his reward for him and magnify it. If you want to be beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to be among those whom Allah loves, then know that Allah says in the Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who have taqwa. Allah loves those with the quality of taqwa. If you want to be able to make a distinction between the truth and falsehood, if you're not knowing whether this thing is halal or haram, then know that Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Or you will believe, if you have taqwa towards Allah, He will give you the criterion. He will give you the ability to distinguish between the truth and the falsehood. If you do not have enough knowledge in Islam, if you want to learn more about Islam, about the legislation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, if you want to become a student of knowledge, if you want to become a da'iyah, a person who calls to Islam, then know that you have to have taqwa. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. And have taqwa towards Allah, Allah will teach you. Allah will make it easy for you to attain knowledge. You don't have to become a scholar, but you'll be able to have enough light for you to make it to paradise. And perhaps enough light to help those who are around you make it to paradise. This is only some. And the verses are much more dealing with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the taqwa that we were supposed to attain in Ramadan. Now I want you to pay attention with me, brothers in Islam. And all of the verses that I quoted to you, did you hear any one of them saying, only in Ramadan? Allah in Ramadan? The most honored among you to Allah is the one with the most taqwa in Ramadan? No. Not even a single verse made it conditional with the month of Ramadan. What's in it, which is an indication that the action that you see Muslims doing in this day and time is incorrect. And perhaps some of you are old Muslims and some of you are new Muslims. For my new Muslim brothers, do not pick up this disease. This disease where we forget about Allah for 11 months and then we remember Him only in the month of Ramadan. All of a sudden, on the first night of Ramadan, the masjid is full. You come at the same time that you used to come at, all of a sudden the first row is gone. People have it already, they have a carpet, they have the place occupied from 3 hours before. All of a sudden the people in the masajid, all of a sudden people are praying, all of a sudden people are nice. Subhanallah, what happened to the world? What? Suddenly Allah showed up and everybody remembered that there's Allah, so they worship Him? Or is Allah not the God of the same other months? Sha'ban, Shawwal, Rajab? Allah is the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we worship throughout all the months. It is not only in Ramadan. Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, فَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So worship your Lord until death comes upon you. So we do not want to be part-time Muslims. Do not be a part-time Muslim, those who only know Allah during the month of Ramadan. You will find people coming to the Salat of Taraweeh, which is not an obligation. It's a voluntary act. But they leave alone the obligatory Salah while they sleep at home. When Ramadan is over, if we really succeeded, if we were really among the winners, then we will continue. We will continue what we were doing in Ramadan. A sign that our fasting was no good, and a sign that our qiyam was no good, and a sign that Allah might have not accepted our effort in Ramadan, is when Ramadan is over, you see the people go back to their old state. They go back to listening to music, to watching women on the television, playing games, they forget about the masajid, forget about keeping the kinship ties, and life goes back to normal. When you see an individual in this state, know that this individual is probably among the losers. So we do not want to be among those brothers in Islam. We want to be real Muslims. 12 months a year, 24/7, 7 days a week. Taqwa is not conditional to 1 month, rather taqwa is something that we are supposed to attain every day of our life. All that there is to it is Ramadan is like a gas station. You are riding your car, you run low on gas, you pull over, get some gas so you can continue with your journey. Because we are sinners by our nature, but we are repenters at the same time, because of our continuous sinning, we run low on iman. Our iman, our faith becomes weak because of the multiple sins that we commit. So when Ramadan comes around, it's an opportunity for us to fill back the tank. So when Ramadan is over, we'll be back on the same track. We will be able to last till the next Ramadan. So there will be no part-time Muslims over here. Every one of us here should understand that Allah prescribed taqwa upon us all of our lives until the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so remain upright on the straight course, you and those who repented with you, meaning those who embraced Islam with you, and do not transgress. Verily Allah sees all that which you do. This is for life. This is an objective of life that each one of us needs to attain. Now, in the case that some of us who are sitting over here were among the losers, make sure that you beg Allah Azza wa Jal that He allows us to make it to next Ramadan so we will not do the same mistake again. Perhaps this year has passed, but bi-ibnillah, if Allah gives us enough life to witness another Ramadan, perhaps we will not repeat the same mistake. Perhaps we will leave Ramadan in the next year, inshallah, among the true winners and not among the losers. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Brothers in Islam, this life is nothing but false deception. It is a short journey. And soon enough, some of us will be leaving. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are enormous. And just in case you were fasting in Ramadan, let me give you the good news, which you probably already know. The fasting has not stopped. Fasting as an act of worship is something that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions used to establish all year round. We know from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, in a narration that was authenticated by At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, that Aisha radiallahu anha said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe fast every Monday and Thursday. So we could follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and continue fasting every Monday and Thursday. It is also advised that we fast every 3 days of each month, preferably in the middle of the month. In the middle of the month, the 13th, 14th and 15th of each month. It is also advised to fast on the day of Ashura and the day of Arafah. These are days where we can still observe the act of worship of fasting and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through fasting. In case you were praying Qiyam and doing Tahajjud with the Imam in Taraweeh during the month of Ramadan, then know that it does not end in Ramadan. Rather, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe the Qiyam and pray at night all year round. He alayhi salatu wasalam did not leave Qiyamul Layl. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the last third of the night and more than that. And he used to pray 11 or 13 rak'ah depending on the narrations, whether from Ibn Abbas or Aisha radiallahu anha. And we Muslims follow the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of us can still get up at night and do the qiyam. It doesn't stop over there. And the same can be applied to recitation of the Qur'an. You see people only reciting the Qur'an in Ramadan. Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. A book we have descended upon you, blessed. So they will ponder upon its meanings, on its verses. And those who have the right mind will take a reminder. This is also not conditional to Ramadan, rather this is all year round. So we can still recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can still come to the masjid for the obligatory salah, for the fariida, and be behind the imam, rather than praying at home like the women do. And we can still recite the book of Allah, and we can still fast during other days, Mondays and Thursdays and otherwise. The acts of worship that were established in Ramadan are actually applicable all year round. So we have not stopped. All that has stopped is the virtues and the blessings that Allah put in that particular month. But know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, we shall guide them to the path. So brothers in Islam, I remind myself and you to observe the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our actions, to abandon evil all the time, to enjoin the good, and to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to reach a level of taqwa which we were supposed to gain in Ramadan. We were supposed to strengthen in Ramadan. But the opportunity is still there as long as we are breathing. As long as we are breathing, we have the ability to fix the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Him properly according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to the understanding of the righteous predecessors, as-salaf as-salih radwanullahi alayhum ajma'in. We have the opportunity to make the changes. Be careful of the angel of death coming to visit you without any notice. Be careful of the angel of death coming to take your soul without any notice. Be careful of the angel of death coming to take you while you're sinning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you're sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure, brothers, that you die upon goodness. Make sure you die in the masjid. You die while worshiping Allah. You die while doing a good deed. Make sure that you do not disobey Allah during the day and during the night. Until your life is over. And then you'll be among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. And when death comes upon one of them, he will say, oh Allah, let me go back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْ. Perhaps I will do good with that which I left behind. Allah says, كَلَّا. No. No. It is an opportunity that we have right now. Each one of us in here. should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of his sins and leave this masjid with a new life, with a new intention, with a sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps Allah will see this goodness in us and will allow us to live to another Ramadan so we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly and be among the winners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and forgive you sins. أسأل الله أن يجمعنا في دار كرامته عز وجل في علاه وأن يعفو عن السيئات وإذا جاوز عنا إنه على كل شيء قدير. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. أقم الصلاة.